Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornelis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fornelis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Kline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is hit by the pitch. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kline moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is hit by the pitch. Kline moves to third. Luplau moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive towards short. Bresud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Klein reaches second base with a double. Lattman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lattman. Forknealis moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Forknealis trying to get to home. Kirkland throws the ball into Edwards, who tags Forknealis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lattman takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lattman moves to second. Galen Sisco now pitching. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lattman moves to third. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Latman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cisco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Geiger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lattman bunts towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Ty Klein. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.